Good morning, sir.
Morning, Nick.
Now, you've got something maybe a bit topical, given the amount of American news in the press at the moment?
Yes, well, this particular subject was invoked when a certain ban was placed on the arrival of people in the United States. The film I'm going to talk about today is Patriots Day, and it relates to what happened in 2013, the Boston bombings, at the end of the Boston Marathon, that and all the events surrounding that, the incident and the immediate aftermath of that. It stars Mark Wahlberg.
Of course it does.
Of course it does.
Well, it's in Boston.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised Ben Affleck and Matt Damon aren't in it as well. But no, we've got a slimmed down John Goodman in it. Yes, have you seen him lately?
I haven't. Has he lost a lot?
He's lost a lot of weight, but his eyebrows are still very prominent, which is kind of odd.
I don't know. Google this. It sounds fascinating.
He's a bit like a dehydrated apple these days. Anyway, J.K. Simmons in this, Michelle Monaghan, another one who seems to pop up quite regularly in films in Boston. Mm-hmm, I don't know what. Mm-hmm. And Alex Wolff and Themo Melikidze, they play our two villains in the film. This film is co-written and directed by Peter Berg. Now, like I said, Patriots Day, the story of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing and the manhunt that followed for the Tsarnaev brothers, who were ultimately accused of the crime, and one of them who has since been found guilty and sentenced to death. Mm. Given the title of the film, Patriots Day, I went in expecting a steaming pile of Muslim-bashing, jingoistic shit, but I actually was pleasantly surprised. The film is quite deftly weaves your police procedural with elements of action scenes and excruciating terror and fear, all while treating the subject actually quite sensitively. Because given it's only been about 3.5, not even 4 years since the Boston bombing.
Not at all.
I was surprised. A lot of the filming for this movie was actually done at the actual finish line at the 2016 Boston Marathon.
Wow.
So there was a lot of tweeting going, oh, how insensitive is this? And this will be a terrible film. Mark Wahlberg's just there to make money, blah, 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 blah. And I think the filmmakers have actually done a pretty good job. Now, Mark Wahlberg, his character is one of the few fictional characters in the film. He plays Sergeant Tommy Saunders. He's an everyman. But he's our link to all the different things that are going on in the manhunt post the bombings that go off at the finish line there. And he's actually quite good and quite relatable, as he usually is in these sort of films. Look, there's strong performances from some crack actors in this film, like your Kevin Bacons and your John Goodmans. Yeah,
Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon.
Oh,
did I not mention Kevin Bacon?
No, wow.
He's excellent in this film. And J.K. Simmons, he's very serious, but he's also kind of funny in his attitude. Yeah, I enjoyed watching him. But I also really enjoyed the portrayal of the Tsarnaev brothers. While they are, I guess, ultimately villains, they weren't portrayed as sort of cardboard cutouts. The filmmaker does give them a certain humanity, even though obviously he didn't have great insight into their motivations or what possibly drove them to do this. They were portrayed as actual human beings about to do atrocious things, if you know what I mean. Which I found quite interesting and refreshing to see. Now, look, this film really isn't, it's not for the squeamish. There's some pretty graphic violence in this film. Well, it's about a bombing. And, of course, the immediate aftermath of that violence, it's depicted. There's lots of amputations, things like that. Yeah, it's pretty nasty stuff. This film weaves tension, human drama, action, it all bubbles along at a nice pace, and it's very well put together. I can only stand up and salute Patriots Day.
I'm amazed that it sounds so nuanced. I think like you, I was worried it was going to be tone deaf and clunky.
Not at all. I was genuinely entertained by this film, and it kept me interested. If it had been tone deaf and clunky, I'd be saying that.
Good. Well, there you go. Patriots Day, maybe worth a bit of a look. Maybe you'll stand up and salute in the cinema as well. I like that.
Probably not.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. We'll talk more movies next week.